You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you tired of your scented cleaning products smelling and cleaning like meh? Then it's time for an upgrade with the power of Clorox Scentiva. With an uplifting scent that smells like coconut, Clorox Scentiva gives you powerful clean like Clorox, but a feeling like being transported to a tropical island retreat. Imagine putting your phone on Do Not Disturb, tuning out all the constant, just the feeling of warm sand in between your toes and a fruity drink in your hand. The ones with the little umbrella. Refresh your home to feel like an all-inclusive vacation by getting Clorox Scentiva. Also available in grapefruit and lavender scents at a nearby retail store.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hello, hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter. It's Monday, which means our dear friend Garrett Vogel joins us. Hey, Garrett, are you there?
Hello, Robbie Shooter. How was your Mother's Day?
Happy Mother's Day. It actually was not Mother's Day in Britain, so I sent my mommy some flowers and a note, and then I called her, and she told me it's not today.
When is Mother's Day, then? I did not know.
Few months, so just to make things...
You're a little early, little early.
Father's Day is on the same day as in America, just to confuse us.
I wouldn't know because I don't have a mother in the UK, and if I did, I'm sure I would have known because I'm a great son, but I don't know. That's so interesting. I had no idea. The more you know, we're learning already on a Monday morning, Rob Shooter.
Look at that. We haven't even got into the gossip yet. So happy Mommy's Day to all the mommies out there, and my mommy, I promise I shall... say Happy Mother's Day again. You get to do it
No,
twice.
You already did it. You're good. You're covered. You're covered.
Furious. Now I've got to do it twice, lucky devil. Hey, let's jump in. What time is it, my friends? It is
tea time.
Top of the show, so some British news for us. The Palace has announced that Harry and Meghan and Prince Andrew will not be on the balcony at the Jubilee. So let me explain what's going on here. That balcony shot is the shot that we all see at every wedding, at every big celebration, and it will be the centrepiece of the royal celebrations around the Queen's Jubilee, which is going to start on June 2nd. It goes on for a couple of days. They have decided that they do not want Harry and Meghan with the family on that balcony with millions and millions and millions of people watching around the world. So the ceremony is marking Queen Elizabeth's 70 years on the throne. But they don't want any drama around it. So I do agree having Prince Andrew on there is probably a good idea. Don't have him around. But Harry and Meghan, I know there's been family tensions. I know they stepped back. I don't know about this. What do you think, Garrett?
Well, do you think Harry and Meghan are like, oh, dang it, you know, like,
ah. I don't know if those two, like, they did the big Oprah thing, so they like the attention still. I don't think they stepped away to live a private life, and I'm not being cruel here. I think they enjoy the spotlight. I would too, it's a great thing to have. So I think a little bit they want it both ways. I would give them the option, or is that not right, should the Queen decide?
Yeah, no, I would give them the option. Again, it is the Queen's Jubilee. So, I mean, at the end of the day, the Queen, you know, Queen says, Queen does. You know what I mean? I think we all can agree Andrew's probably not the best person you want standing on that thing right now.
Yeah,
like,
no
I mean,
no
go away for a very long time. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's her grandchild. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? With her great-grandchildren in tow.
It's a tricky one. It's harder than you
Just like
think.
Anything. Family's tough.
It is tough. I was thinking about it like this also, though, and a British friend of mine pointed this out. It's not just a family. This is a job. So they can still be part of the family. They want to be part of the family. They just don't want the job anymore. And if you don't want the job, then you can't sort of half have it. If you think of somebody at your company that has left, that has quit, that has walked away, when you do the staff Christmas party, they shouldn't be invited, should they?
Right. They shouldn't.
They shouldn't.
You know, again, you know what creeps in? The holiday factor of it's it's the holidays.
It's the holidays.
You know, maybe they don't have anyone.
No, let's be nice. Like, I'd like to include people. I'm not that guy where you can't sit at my table. Like, if I'm at school, when I was at school, I did go.
The bullies said, no, seats taken. Like,
I said, come and sit with Rob Chute. Come on, we're more fun. Bring your tray over here, darling. Pull up a chair and we'll all gossip about everybody in the whole canteen.
Is that where it started for you? Yeah, like, in the cafeteria? Where you're like, honey,
you
won't believe
what
they got for lunch?
Oh, look at their shoes.
Did you judge people based off of what they got for lunch?
Did you imagine? She kissed him, he kissed her.
He got the hot turkey sandwich.
That teacher's up to. I think that teacher's having an affair. I knew all the gossip.
Ooh, they got Jell-O.
Jell-O. But I was very inclusive. So this makes me think a little bit like, would it be so bad? Wouldn't it be a nice touch to see the whole family on the balcony? But then again, if I was William and I was a working member of the family, Harry isn't doing the work, then does he deserve to be there? This is a job. This is not a family moment. This is a job moment. So I could go either way on this one, but I'm really interested to hear what you think, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Harry and Meghan won't appear on the balcony for the Queen's Jubilee. Is the Queen making the right decision? Hey, give her on our Twitter page and Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. What are you working on, my friend?
Don't get mad when Meghan sits down with Oprah again. Just saying. After you say no to the balcony and she sits down with Oprah. I'm just saying. All right. Let's talk about Kim Cattrall.
Yes.
So she's making the news right now. So this is kind of important. And Rob Shooter, you've even said this to a degree, too. Mm-hmm. The most important word in Kim Cattrall's career, she said, while talking to a Variety Power of Woman event, is the word no.
Mm.
Now, we talk about this, that it is a very powerful word. Is it an easy word to say? The answer is no. People have trouble saying that. So this is what Kim said at the event. She goes, I want to share with you something that has been a tremendous help to me over the years in navigating my personal life and managing my career. It's simple, but at the same time, very complicated. It's a word, and that word is no. So, which is kind of interesting because we talk about it all the time, because you want to say yes, especially for things when it's pertaining to your career or friends.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes you don't want to.
Right.
I find myself more at ease doing that. She goes, no, I have been there. I have done that. No, I won't be bullied. No, that salary is unacceptable. No, we are not having a meeting in your hotel room. That sounds very Harvey Weinstein-esque.
That's what she's trying to say.
And one of my favorites in particular, no, I don't want to be in that situation. It's not enjoyable.
Wow.
Now, she wasn't talking about Sex and the City anywhere in the event, but it's kind of, if you read between the lines, it kind of talks about Sex and the City, especially with the article that came out last week of why she walked away from the movie and the series based off of being in a scene with Miranda's son and a very unsolicited body part picture sent to her. And I guess that was the straw that broke the camel's back for her. But she said no, and that's where she says. And she closes up by saying no to the past is saying yes to your future.
Whoa.
Ultimately, you are the screen. This reminded me of you, Rob Shooter, very youth. Ultimately, you are the screenwriter in the movie of your own life.
Ooh, she's been reading the foreword answer. That sounds so much like my book. I would go even further. I would say that no is a complete sentence. Not only do we need to learn to say no, we need to just say no. I don't have to tell you why. I don't owe anybody an explanation. You can say no. I love that Kim is saying this. I really do. I think it's so important. Practice saying no. You don't have to be nasty about it, but practice saying no. When you don't want to do something, say no. It's changed my life. I grew up somebody that wanted to please everybody. I wanted always to say yes. And I did say yes. And I said yes to things that I wasn't that proud of and I just didn't want to do. Now I say no. How are you on this, Garrett? You're a people pleaser.
Yeah, very, very much so. And it hurts sometimes, too. Like tonight, I'm doing an event where I'm screening Top Gun 2 for a bunch of my friends. And it's at that point where it's like, everybody's like, can I come? And it's like, I was like, can I bring in like folding chairs into the movie theater?
No,
like, I mean,
no.
Right,
no.
Exactly. But early on in your career, and I think you can agree, Rob Shooter, it's easier to say yes because you want to get ahead. You want to work hard. You want to show. But then at that point, at a certain point in your life, it just clicks and you're like, no, so much easier, and it's such a powerful word.
It's such a powerful word, but it's also, and I love this expression here, saying no to your past is saying yes to your future. Often we mistakenly think that if we keep saying yes, it leads to a better career.
100%.
Sometimes, in fact, I've got specific examples where because I said no to something, my career got advanced. Saying yes all the time, you don't want your resume full of just rubbish. You don't want to be part of stuff that doesn't help you in the long term. And so say no. Start saying no. Hey, let's move along. So somebody that learned to say no, for all the wrong reasons, unfortunately, is Sophie Turner. And she's revealing why she shut down Kendall Jenner at the Met Ball. So Sophie was on Jimmy Fallon. And she said she's really bad around celebrities and she just can't really even understand why she's invited to these huge events. And she said every time she comes into contact with a celebrity, she acts up or says something stupid. And if a celebrity interacts with her, she immediately shuts down anything they are saying or asking. And she said at the Met Ball, Kendall Jenner invited her to a little low-key after party that she was throwing. And she really wanted to go, Sophie did, but she said, no, 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 I can't. Do you do that sometimes? Like, you just get so nervous. You're like, oh, just got to get out of this situation.
Yeah, it's almost contradictory to
yes,
what
it really
we just
is.
Talked
those two,
about.
They shouldn't have been back-to-back, those two stories, but there you go.
But of course, I mean, like, I've gotten starstruck before, like, around Justin Timberlake, where, you know, went to an event, and the next day he came to the radio station, and he literally came up and said, hey, man, I just want to say thank you so much for coming out. You know, I know you probably had to wake up early, and all I could say was, like, thank you for coming out, too. It was his event. Why did I thank him for coming out to his own event?
It was his event. It was his event. He's lovely, Justin Timberlake, isn't he? You've seen him a lot.
You get lost in his eyes. I mean,
is he one of your favorites?
Oh, top five, without a doubt.
Maybe
top two.
But do I know who is probably top one? And next story, a certain lady who you love.
Oh,
what
that's right. This is
Kelly Clarkson up to?
I'm calling BS on this story already, just based off of the fact of my favoritism. So Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, remember him? He's living out in Montana. He is claiming that Kelly is spying on him with the cameras inside their Montana ranch.
Ooh.
So according to documents, Kelly Clarkson was forced to turn off 13 cameras throughout the ranch. Rob Schurter, before I go more into the story, let's just break that down for a second. We know how popular Kelly Clarkson is. We know how busy Kelly Clarkson is. She literally has four shows on television as we speak, probably five by the end of this podcast. Do you think Kelly Clarkson is sitting in her dressing room amidst doing one of five shows and writing an album and going, let me check on camera two at the ranch? Like, I mean, think how crazy that sounds.
Let me say that sounds really crazy, except a couple of weeks ago, you all know my sister Anne came to visit me and see Bruce's show, Harmony. Yeah. And so I had my sister Anne in New York for a couple of days. We did all the touristy things. We went out to the Statue of Liberty. We went for great dinners. We went to theatre. Anne has cameras in her house at home, and she checked them not because she was checking on her husband, Alan. Hello, hello, hello.
Right.
She was checking on her dogs. So Anne had time in the middle of a whirlwind trip with her favourite brother to definitely pull out her phone. I caught her doing it more than once. And I was like, Anne, who are you texting? What are you doing? She's like, well, I'm just checking on the dogs. And
Maybe Kelly was just checking on the horses, okay? Like, let's call it what it is. I don't think Kelly Clarkson's checking on him.
I think she's done with him. But I do think, you know, you are a bit nosy. Like, you have cameras on your house, Garrett. How often do you look at those cameras? You're pretty busy.
Every once in a while, you want to just make sure that, you know, no one that doesn't belong in the house is trying to get into the house.
It's complicated, though, because if an ex was living in your house, which is really what's going on here, it was some weird legal thing where he got to stay in the house. He pays rent there, although she's paying him so much money every month.
Right. He's an employee at this point.
She's working for him, all the money she's paying him at the moment. But
he's on the
payroll. Be nosy. I think if I had cameras in your house, Garrett, this sounds so weird.
I'm sure you do. There are some questionable teddy bears that have these eyes that I'm very curious about, which I will check when I get
would
home.
Would I
today.
Look? I mean, I don't think I'd be sitting there watching it all the time, but I also love that show, Big Brother. I love it. So I'm a very nosy person, so I don't... But this is what I was like, oh, how ridiculous. She's too busy. She's not doing that. And then I was like, well, maybe she might just have a little look.
Rob Shooter, if I'm paying you, we get divorced and we have children, and I'm paying you almost $45,000 a month for child support, I have the right to make sure that my money's going to good use. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know the answer to this. Part of me is like, Kelly, you know, all the money you pay it, you could watch. But then again, I mean, a subscription, I think, to like Big Brother, that 24-hour feed is like,
well, we know Kelly's a fan then of the show.
Yeah,
you know,
but
Big
Kelly's
Brother
paid $45,000. So should you turn these off? I don't know. Let us know. Hey, quickly before we get a break.
Wait, do you think Kelly Clarkson pays that extra money for the Big Brother feed? Like, that's like,
yes,
$5.
I think she pays that.
No,
I do.
I could see her not doing that.
I do.
Like, she pays $45,000 in child support to spy on her husband.
I'm like that with HBO Max. I'm really
I'm cheap. I use different emails.
I won't pay it. And I just, so silly. I would go out and drop that amount of money on like one drink, and I won't pay it. When Game of Thrones this reboot comes back, I really want to see it.
But it's you'll have a new email, Rob Shooter.
I'm gonna have to do it. I'd have to do it. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Pete Davidson is making fun of Kanye West. He's doing a new stand-up and he's finally having a joke about this whole situation. And he secretly hopes, he said, that Kanye West pulls a Mrs. Doubtfire. So what he's saying here is Mrs. Doubtfire dressed up as a nanny so she could get back in the house as a housekeeper and look after the kids. And he said he would not be at all surprised if he turns up at Kim's house one day and sits down and there's a new nanny there, a new housekeeper, and he's like, oh, you look a lot like Kanye West. Funny. I think this is funny. And I think it's all good, done in good humor. What do you think?
Yeah, and actually, if you read into the joke a little bit more, it just means Pete's at home. Pete's in the house.
Oh, that's what it means.
Like, you know what I mean? As much as the story is like, Pete's not allowed in the house. Pete's in the house.
Pete's
he's with the children. Yeah. And for him to even say, imagine me coming home, meaning like he lives there and the kids are there and there's Kanye.
Uh-huh. It means he's in the house. You took away exactly what I did. Hey, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shooter with our dear friend Garrett Vogel. Hey, Garrett, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da.
Bum, bum, bum.
Last show we talked about Howard Stern, who was really calling out Hollywood, saying the response to Dave Chappelle getting attacked and Will Smith attacking Chris Rock was very, very different, and he called Hollywood effed up. He's basically saying, if you're famous, you get away with it. If you're not famous, you don't. Do you agree with Howard Stern? 80% said, yes, you do agree. You think there are different consequences if you are super famous like Will Smith is. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our nicest of the day.
Yes. Let's talk about Rebecca Romaine. You know what's funny? Even though it's Rebecca Romaine, and I'm sure, you know, O'Connell, because she's married to Jerry O'Connell, but I still say Rebecca Romaine Stamos because
Rebecca
John Stamos and Rebecca Romaine were married, and it's just, it has that natural flow.
Yes.
But, you know, they are on the talk that she misses them. There were a lot of fond memories, and I miss, I wonder, like, if she thinks about him, like, you know what I mean? Which is, I'm making this story a little bit naughtier than it actually is. But, you know, imagine sitting down with someone you're with right now and talking about your ex.
That's the part.
Yeah, it's very taboo.
She told Jerry O'Connell this, but I think it's actually truthful. We just don't say it to our partner, but we all miss people in our lives. And I was thinking about ex-boyfriends of mine, and there are certain things I miss about
them. I would love
them
to meet one of your ex-boyfriends. Just one. Sit down, me and him. Give me like a good 35 minutes with him. Just to pick his brain.
I don't fall out with people, Garrett. Even people I break up with romantically, I never... Now, a lot of people fall out with me. Let's be clear here. There's many, many people who think I'm just
the worst. You're so evil.
The worst. But I don't fall out. And I think it's something I trained my brain to do. I try to remember the good. I'm not one of those people. We could be friends for 20 years, Garrett, and then you upset me once and we don't speak. That makes no sense to me. I remember all the good things. I really do. Like, I might, you know, remember the bad things too, but I don't only remember the bad things. Are you one of those people that just focus on the bad? They upset me and I will never speak to them ever again.
In the moment, yes. Like, you and I have a blowout argument and we're like, never talking again. For the next 24 hours,
you
and I are like the worst enemies. But then by hour number 25, I'm kind of like, I just forget. Like, it's almost like clean slate.
Yeah,
like,
forget.
Yeah. I miss Rob Shooter.
I think mine is just sheer laziness.
I miss Rob Shooter. Yeah, he's been away for laziness. So long.
I'm like that. I'm too lazy to be angry with anybody. Our nicest of the day, Rebecca. And now our naughtiest of the day, Fred Savage has been fired from the Wonder Years after inappropriate conduct allegations. So Fred has been fired as an executive producer and director of the Wonder Years reboot after an investigation into inappropriate conduct allegations were made against him. Deadline were the first to report this, and they believe they were verbal outbursts and inappropriate behaviour. There is no place now for this sort of behaviour in the workplace or, I believe, anywhere else. Our naughtiest of the day. And before we go, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob, you get a Rob, you get a Rob.
Around.
Thank you very much. You are the centre of your world, and the foundation of every single relationship that you have is going to be based around you. You are the centre of your life. It doesn't make you egotistical. It's the truth. You're the centre of your life, and every relationship you have comes from where you start, which is why you've got to treat yourself with kindness. Because if that centre, if that foundation is not based on kindness, no relationship you ever have will be either. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to the Naughty But Nice with Rom and Garrett show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app or Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen, and leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now,
if you're going to be naughty,
you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody. Pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Nobody wants to outlive their money, but it happens, especially for women. That's why Gainbridge offers the Parity Flex annuity, designed for women's unique retirement needs, with flexible withdrawals plus a guaranteed lifetime income benefit that keeps paying you even if your account balance is zero. Gainbridge is helping build a better financial future for women. Retirement income you can't outlive is the ultimate flex. Start saving now at Gainbridge.io. Visit Gainbridge.io/ParityFlex for current rates, full product disclosures and disclaimers, and other important information.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive, with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.